Chapter 20, I am the life. I am the resurrection and the life, declared Jesus, on that memorable occasion when he raised his friend Lazarus from the dead. Just previous to this authoritative statement, Martha had voiced the prevailing belief that at a general resurrection or last day, she expected to see her brother again. How quickly Jesus repudiated such a theory, disdaining to place the wholeness and health of his friend in some imaginative faraway future. No wonder, too, that he boldly announced for himself and for all who would accept him, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection, out of the imaginative unreal into the full possession of my eternal self as heaven now and always. Such resurrection is not dependent upon times, places, doctrines, nor personalities, nor upon a theoretical distant deity, but is myself, yourself. The one indivisible and universal selfhood without shadow of turning. To see that we are life itself, not shifting students of it, the one spirit, immutable and undefiled, precludes death, and thus eliminates any necessity for resurrection. He that believeth in me and in my teachings, though he were dead, asleep to progress and revelation, yet shall he live, and be aware of himself as he really is. Always Jesus knew and identified himself with perfection and completeness at hand, so should we do likewise. A woman struggling for 2 years to pay her debts, to find employment, and keep possession of her little home, was brought face to face with utter despair. For on the following day, certain authorities were to take possession of her home, her belongings, everything, leaving her penniless, homeless, a failure. In this crucial moment, a voice spoke to her, saying, "They cannot touch your being." This was her hour of resurrection. Instantly, she saw that she might lose every material form or thing, but never her being. She decided for this last night to live in being. She slept peacefully and awakened happy and refreshed, still knowing nothing can touch my being. Early, a knock came upon the door, and there stood not the authorities, but a messenger boy who handed her a sealed envelope. Her services were requested by a large and important firm in that city. The work proved permanent and paid the highest salary she had ever received. She kept her home and her belongings, paid her debts, and more important still, learned a never-to-be-forgotten lesson that we are to locate our wealth and our supply of all things in our own being. Identifying herself with the being who is all, and so possess all, and letting go all effort to obtain anything from man's world of limitation and lack, effortlessly she came into possession of her permanent peace, security, and abundance, and the enjoyment of all needful things. Entering the new era of today, we should welcome with open arms the new and true understanding of the Christ teaching and happily come into the experience of all things for which we now stand in need. As creative mind, we shall produce everything needful and useful. Seeing this as the eternal fact, will you arise and come into the recognition and awareness of yourself and creative mind as identical? Will you resurrect yourself from any dead beliefs in an outside I am and a future heaven? Then shall you ascend into the glorious realization that I am the resurrection and the life.